Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and I am Glovina Williams. I want to just jump right into our episode today and talking about an invisible abundance. You know, as we're ascending, we have to be able to access, and I want to say access at a faster rate. You know, there is a scripture, pardon me, St. John is chapter 10, verse 10, and I'm going to read the B portion of it. It says, I have come that they may have life and have it full. I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. And it is truly your spiritual birthright to ascend and to walk in abundance. You know, to climb higher, to soar, to come up, to be in a prosperous, peaceful, wealthy, flourishing, thriving place. It's your birthright to succeed and to achieve the things that God has destined for you, you know, to accomplish those things and not to consistently fail. There are individuals who feel like no matter what I start, I never seem to finish it. And it seems to be that overarching attitude or consistency of feeling like you will fail. But I want you to know it is your spiritual birthright to succeed. Certainly, I'm not saying that you'll never fail. You know I'm not saying that. Because even in our failures or our apparent failures, we learn things. And sometimes in our failures, we learn to take a different course, another way of doing things. So I'm not saying that you'll never fail. But what I'm saying is that all things, according to the scripture, all things will work together for your good because you love God and because you're called according to His purpose. If I can focus for a moment, you know, my belief, my personal belief, my personal walk is that Jesus, He was the ultimate, I mean, the absolute top example for bringing this invisible abundance into manifestation, to demonstration, to where it can be perceived with the five senses. He was, to me, the ultimate example of internal and external wealth. And when I speak of wealth, I'm not just speaking of material things. However, we discern and we're able to know things by what we discern through the five senses. So it is just natural that physical wealth goes along with spiritual wealth. This is how we identify. And so when I think about Jesus as an ultimate example, you'll recall that He turned water to the finest wine. He multiplied bread and fish. He fed on one occasion approximately 4,000 people, and on another occasion, 5,000 people. Jesus, an ultimate example of internal and external wealth. He even possessed the wealth of life. And that's what you want, my beloved. You want to possess the wealth of life, that no matter where you go, you give life. You're not a doom and gloom type of a person, which I know you're not, but just to use an example, an opposite, that you give life no matter where you go. People seem to feel better simply because you're present. Yes, Jesus, he even raised the dead to life. He himself is the resurrected life. You know, let's go back to this. He's the ultimate example of internal and external wealth. He spoke a word to one of his disciples, and they went over to the water, and there was a fish that contained a coin in it for Jesus to be able to pay his taxes. He did these things. These are not fairy tales. Jesus is not something that we or someone that we just conjured up in our imagination, or one night someone had a vision and they said, you know, there was really a man named Jesus. No, Jesus really isn't a historical figure. He is a historical figure just as we know of all the prominent historical figures that have lived. He lived. He walked this earth. But yet, to me, my belief, he was a supreme example of internal and external wealth. He had so much internal wealth that he even asked God to forgive those who had arranged and even carried out his execution. He asked God to. You talk about internal wealth. Can you ask God to forgive someone who has done wrong to you? Can you pray for those who have despitefully used you or persecuted you? Sometimes that's not easy. I mean, often it's not easy. But Jesus did it because of this internal wealth that he had, this invisible abundance that dwelled on the inside of him. You know, and even looking back at or reflecting on forgiveness and learning to forgive others, sometimes we're waiting for an apology. And lock this in your heart. A person may never come to you and apologize for a wrong or a perceived wrong. But it doesn't negate that you know the truth. It doesn't take away the fact that they did the wrong, but your role is to forgive. I can't emphasize that enough. Forgiveness is the key, because forgiveness keeps the heart open, keeps the mind clear, and you're not wasting your time on what can become petty issues. Petty issue, minute issues, when God has destined you for greater things, to take your thought patterns, your energy, and direct it in an area that's going to take you where you need to be. Even in forgiving, I talked to a young lady yesterday about how we have to have the heart of a parent. You have to have the heart of a mother or the heart of a father. What do you mean by that, Govina? Learning to forgive others and listening to people so that you can hear their heart. And maybe you have the bomb. Maybe you have the answer. Maybe you have the word of encouragement or strength or that tenacity to speak to them and to help their hearts to heal. This is the only way that this planet is going to totally get to the point where God wants us to be, is that we get in our roles, that we place ourselves strategically with that parent's heart. You know, you don't want anyone mistreating your children. You don't. You defend them and you take up for them. You love them. You encourage them, you look them in the eye, and you tell them that you love them and you embrace them. We have to have a parent's heart. This is what's going to heal this planet. And we can do it because God is the source of this invisible abundance that we're talking about in this episode. God is the source. He is where we gain. He is this. Look, we come to God and whatever we need, He can supply it for us. I am telling you an absolute truth today. And if you will embrace it, I mean, hold on to it. Think about it throughout the day. Write it down. Put it on a post-it. This is how you increase spiritually. This is how you increase in the invisible realm. And guess what? Miraculously, it manifests and demonstrates itself in the natural realm where it can be discerned by the five senses. Yes, you can increase that invisible abundance in you can increase for you divine health and healing as well. Don't you give up. If you're having a challenge with your health, do not give up. Just continue to decree your health. You know, stand on it and let the light of God shine within your body and begin to do a healing work in you. It may happen in a moment. It may happen in a second, an hour. It may not happen as quickly as you want it to. But God, as you speak the word, He will send that word back to you, jam-packed, loaded up, energized with the healing power that comes from Him. Don't let your mouth be the destruction of your body. Someone says, how are you feeling today? I'm not saying that you have to lie. I'm not saying that you have to deny, but end it on a positive note. But I'm believing God for a supernatural healing. And you do what you need to do to bring about that healing. Keep your mouth in a position and in the tone of healing, deliverance, strength, and power. For in your mouth, my beloved, there is death and life. Speak life. Speak life. Yes, speak life. And you can increase in your health, your wealth, your happiness, your spiritual wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Your relationships can be enhanced all because of this invisible abundance that's on the inside of you. I'll say it again from John chapter 10. I'm just going to say the B part. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life. And don't you be afraid of death. Don't be afraid of that. What I'm saying is this. Know that you have eternal life in Christ Jesus. Spend your life living, not thinking about is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? Then you know. I mean, that is also, it's an understanding. It's understood that you know that I'm not saying don't be cautious. But I'm saying don't be overly concerned or occupied with this idea. Think about life. Think about abundance. Think about love and power and peace and strength. Think about how you can step out on faith and help someone else. How can you make someone else's life brighter? It can even be a simple prayer, my beloved, because Jesus came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That's why He came, so you can walk in the abundant life. You can walk in it, and I can walk in it. You're saying, hey, I think I can do this. Dr. Glovina, can you give me just some little tips on how I can successfully accomplish this? Recognize that you need to have the right attitude and the right heart. Establish a right attitude and a right heart. Never go out thinking, I'm going to go back to forgiveness, how you can get even. Get the attitude right. Put a smile on your face. Bring joy to the world. This is what it's going to take for us to heal not only ourselves, my beloveds, not only our families, those that we are close to, but we have a responsibility to heal the nation and the world. God gave us this world, and it is our responsibility to heal it. Remember I said about this invisible abundance? Someone said, well, wow, I thought this was going to be about finances or how. Yes, it is. It is about your financial matters. Even have the right attitude and the right heart concerning your financial matters. Begin to think. Let's take it like this, my beloved. Begin to think from materialism to the spiritual realm. In other words, ask yourself, why do I want to be wealthy? Why do I want financial wealth? Is it just to acquire possessions? Because you can get the possessions. Even a person that is not wealthy can get possessions. So you can get the possessions. But begin to refocus. Oh, I'm going to slip this one in. On who you can help that is less fortunate. Yes. And then choose a field. I mean, feel like a place, the place called there. Choose a place where you can plant. And you will begin to see a harvest. I'm talking about an invisible abundance and how you can manifest and demonstrate the abundant life. Yes. Begin to think from materialism to the spiritual realm. And the question remains, and the question is on the table. Why do I want to acquire possessions? Ask yourself that. And amazing things happen when we ask the question, why? It digs deeper. It takes us to another dimension. Why? It takes us to a depth unknown to us. And refocus. How can I help someone that is less fortunate? I'm going to choose the field where I will plant because I will receive a harvest. You know, when you plant, you will receive a harvest. There may not be an immediate harvest, but there'll be a tender blade of grass somewhere. You'll begin to see some growth. Have the right attitude. Change the way that we think. In this respect, my beloveds, do not pass these poverty thoughts on to others. Hey, I know, I slipped that one in. Don't pass poverty thoughts, lack. Because, you know, there's such a sweet scripture that says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack any good thing. Pass on a thought of you can make it. Pass on a thought of God will see you through. Pass those thoughts on. And even think about the generations that are behind you, that have come after you. Let them know that they can make it and teach them. This is what it is. Parents, grandparents, aunt, uncles, friends, those that are coaches and that mentor young people. Give them a good, healthy attitude toward financial matters. When your children are growing up, you know, or your grandchildren, try to eliminate it out of your vocabulary when communicating to them, we can't afford that. I said eliminate that phrase, we can't afford that. Maybe you can say at this time, let's pass on that and let's look at it later because God will provide. This is where we step out on faith, knowing that God can make a way. And I often say this, this is just a little something on the invisible abundance. And this is after things begin to open up more and we're out more socializing again. I would say that a family, you can afford to go out to dinner at least once a week. So I'm saying at least once a week, because we don't want to just raise our kids on fast food. But you can afford, and whatever your level is, the point of this is family time together and exercising that invisible abundance that is within you, removing those poverty thoughts of what you can't afford. Look at what you can do. Teaching your children about investments. Yes, investments, stocks. You know, I got my grandchildren one year. Instead of purchasing them a particular product, I bought them each one stock in that product. Yes, teaching them the importance of investments. Teaching them to save, teaching them, let's back up, teaching them to first tithe 10%, and then teaching your children to save at least 10%. Put aside, yes, changing our attitude to release the invisible abundance. Finding God's will for your life is another thing that we need to focus on. Find God's will for your life. This is what Jesus' disciples did. They found God's will for their life when they followed Jesus. You know, we read about the miracles and things, and if you really search the scriptures, you will see that some of the miracles that Jesus did, they were private miracles. He did some private miracles just for his disciples. They followed him. They learned his way, and they too learned about this invisible abundance that resides on the inside of each one of us. Jesus did private miracles and then public miracles, releasing the invisible abundance, my beloved. The wedding at Cana, the water that he turned to wine. This is a time of ascension for you. When you release that invisible abundance on the inside of you, you're ascending. You're going higher in God. You know, Matthew 10 and 23, let me briefly read this. And Jesus looked round about, and he said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? The only way, my beloved, keep your perspective right concerning finances. Keep your perspectives in the right order concerning finances. Remember, when Jesus went about doing good, he's releasing the kingdom. He fed, he helped someone out at a wedding, he healed the blind, he healed a man with a withered hand, and we can go on and on. He turned a raging crowd against a woman who had been caught in adultery. He helped those who were less fortunate. This is how we enter into the kingdom, by helping others. Because the love of money is the root of all evil, not money, but the love of it. And sometimes people will say, oh, money's the root of all evil. No, read the scripture. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. Listen at this, Matthew 6:24. And Jesus looked round about, and he saith unto his disciples, here's a key. Here's another way to release the abundance on the inside. It's already in you. How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? Again, how do we enter into this invisible kingdom to access the wealth that is already within us? You cannot serve God and mammon. All right. Are you taking anything away? Are you gaining any knowledge of releasing this? You cannot serve God and mammon, because what? If the Bible says you'll love one and hate the other. Know the purpose of this abundance on the inside of you. It is to serve others. Of course, your needs will be met. God will always give you more than you give. Yes. And how about this? If you've strayed away from God, come on back. Come on. Return back to him. Listen at this scripture, Malachi 7 and 10. Listen at this, my beloved. Malachi chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. He says, I am God. Yes, I am. I haven't changed. And because I haven't changed, you, the descendants of Jacob, haven't been destroyed. You have a long history of ignoring my commands. You've done a thing I've told you not to do, but return to me so I can return to you, says God of the angel army. You ask, but how do we return? Here's a key, my beloved, to releasing the invisible abundance. Begin by being honest. Be honest. Be truthful. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with others. And be honest, most of all, with God. Yes, be honest. Wow. The invisible abundance, my beloveds. As you're setting your goals, as I have been setting mine, really, my personal goals, my spiritual goals, my social goals, financial goals concerning work that I need done around the house, my goals as I am continuing to mature and evolve into my womanhood, my goals as a daughter, a sister, an aunt, a grandmother, a mother, an aunt, a niece, ministry. As an author, as I set my goals, I want you to set yours as well. But I want you to go deeper and really get into some real goals, some deeper goals. I want you to think about what goal could help to totally set you free, my beloved. What goal can you set that can unchain your mind and your heart and your emotions so that you can be free, so that you can explore various avenues that God wants to plant your feet so that you can move, grow closer to God, pray for others, and pray with others. Wow, if you want to reach out to me, you can reach me. I'm going to give you my phone number, 703-309-0701. It's been a pleasure being with you today. I want to shout out today to some of my listeners around the world. I want to thank China for for listening in. Yes, Japan. I want to thank Ghana, Liberia, Trinidad, Tobago, France, Brazil, of course, Italy and London, South Africa, Ghana, hello. I want to say thank you to France today for listening. And also I want to thank all of you across the great, great country of America and Canada. Hey, I want to thank my sponsors. You know who you are. I want to shout out today to my sister Jewel, my brother Robert, my sister Leitris. I want to say hello to you. I love you so much. I want to shout out to Arnold and Brian, and I want to say hi to Judy today. Hi, Auntie Steen. Hello, Rosemary, Jewel in Chicago. Denise, we're praying for you. Peter and Cynthia, thank you. Terry, Sean and Marlon, Carolyn and Cheryl, I love you. Hey, I want to shout out today to Devin and Nico and Jordan and Lauren and Kayla. Hello, hello. Terry in Chicago, Joy in Texas. Cynthia, hello, Cynthia. Listen, can I say hello today to Jackie in Oklahoma? Oh, wow. LaDonna, hello. Pastor Jane, keep up the good work. Sheila, keep on working on what you do to touch so many hearts. Maddie, I love you. Betty, we're praying for you. Minister LaToya, keep reaching out to us. Wow. I want to thank all my supporters. I may not have called your name out today, but guess what? You can believe this. You're in my heart, and I love you, and I really mean it. I want to say hi, Stephanie. Hi, Courtney. Hey, Isaiah. God bless you. You are so wonderful. You have a beautiful day. And know you're the apple of God's eye.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.